Daryl, 2020 started well. Two wins from two games. Your thoughts on today's success?
A really battling performance. We knew it was going to be a very, very tough away game with the injuries and the suspensions that we had. And delighted to come away with the 3 points. I thought it was going to be a very, very tough afternoon, which it was. But, you know, you look at the squad of 18, it's seven lads come through the academy system, an 18-year-old starting, two 17-year-olds on the bench. You know, Liam pulls off that great save, he's come through the season. So it's probably getting back to a little bit today, the Walsall way, but we've got to make sure that we don't push these young lads too early, and they keep learning and developing, and they're given that time to do that. So really pleased, and the experienced boys today, you know, was absolutely superb as well.
We'll talk about the goals in a minute, but the heart and the endeavour, the passion that was shown by your backline, very similar to the Orient game, that you weren't really going to let them through the last 5-10 minutes.
No, I mean, listen, I think we've defended absolutely superbly for the majority of the season, albeit October was a disaster, wasn't it? I keep talking about that, but so many individual mistakes in October. But we just keep chipping away. Unbelievable support today. Got behind the lads yet again fantastically. I think you know, you've got to keep winning games to keep the fans happy. We know that, but we certainly started the year off well.
Yeah, and on the road, 3 at Exeter, 2 at Scunthorpe, 2 today. Lavery and Gordon getting closer to double figures again. Wes McDonald, the architect of both goals, we've talked about his sort of whether he's going to be staying, but on the field at least, that was a good performance to set up the two goals.
Yeah, certainly. No, listen, we know what Wes brings to the table. He's done very well in recent weeks. I think he's enjoying his football here, so hopefully we can get the deal done. Simple as that. But you know, it's not about one individual. I never build a team around individuals. We build it collectively as a group. Siege mentality group, and that's what I continue to do. I've lost many top players before that have been sold on to Championship clubs at Rovers, and eventually it does catch up on you and you want to keep your squad together, but we just keep working away and chipping away, and that's what we've got to do.
We can touch on Liam Roberts. You mentioned it in one of your answers already. Came a little bit under fire in that Carlisle game, the header looped over his head, but to pull off that save in 5-6 minutes of stoppage time.
Listen, some people think I'm very critical, but you know, Robbo, I love him to bits. I think he's been outstanding this season. He's going to make errors, but still not mean I'm going to be raging when he does. But you know, he wins us an extra 2 points at the end there with a fantastic save, which he's done on a few occasions this season as well. I don't think he's been overworked. As in, I think he's done the basics well. And you know, you want your goalie. There won't be many games up and down the country where you don't need a goalie to make one very, very good save. Today he's made 2 or 3, to be fair to him, so really pleased with him.
It's 1-9, I think, now. A good winning run, back-to-back wins, first time since September. Do you feel the momentum is with your side at the moment?
No, I feel like we just got to focus on the next game. I know it's a bit boring, and I am a boring git, but, you know, listen, you've seen the age of the group, you've seen the injuries and suspensions I've got at the minute, and it's you know, it's hard to keep pushing them out there. I haven't been able to be on our training ground for the last 2-3 weeks because it's still soft as anything. You know, we're training on 4G, which might be, you know, a little bit. I know we've got Lillishaw once a week, but it might be the case where we're getting one or two pulls on the 4G, which we're going to have to assess. So it's just a case of galvanising the group, recovering. I think it's been a fantastic Christmas period. I thank the supporters coming out the numbers after the Christmas period of spending a lot of money. Well, if they spent as much as me, they'd probably be feeling the same. So, but yeah, really, really pleased with the support today, and hopefully there's more happy days for them.
Yeah, and the noise they made today, they travelled in en masse to Northampton and Crewe and Vale Park as well. I think they're enjoying what they're seeing, particularly on the road at the moment.
Yeah, but like I say, the fans won't get carried away. They've got to enjoy these moments. They haven't had many enjoyment moments last year, and we've just got to keep working hard as a football club. We know there's going to be setbacks along the way. Just focus on to the next game. We've got Portsmouth at home Tuesday, which is a chance to advance in the cup competition. So we'll enjoy tonight, obviously, but then we'll focus on that.
And you're 3 steps from Wembley, so that's another sort of a potential carrot to throw at you.
Yeah, we've got the olders, though, haven't we, at the minute? You know, and they've got a very talented squad. And I've got to have a look at the team, to be honest with you, because one or two are running on empty. I've got to be careful that I'm not losing more players for 4 to 6 weeks and assess where we're at. But we'll recover again on Monday and see where we're at Tuesday.
And a chance to pit your wits against Kenny Jackett in the opposite dugout.
Like Kenny, you know, Kenny invited me when I lost my job at Rovers. I went over to Pompey, and Kenny's a great man, someone I look up to with the success he's had. And he's certainly getting Portsmouth back on the right foot after a bad start.
Thank you, Daryl.
Just a couple of quick ones. Mitch Candlin coming into the team, not into the squad, of course. Is it just a bolster the numbers because of the amount of injuries? Is
that yes, it was. To be fair to him, you know, he's had a mixed loan at Nuneaton, to be honest with you. But yeah, just to get the numbers back, really. You know, with Gaffney ineligible today, Adebayo's injury. So yeah, we're just getting the numbers up.
With Liam Roberts, that kind of reaction that he showed from Carlisle going into the next two games, is that the kind of choose my words carefully, balls that you'd
yes, no, no, yes, certainly. That's the characters I want to see after a mistake. I want to see him not do the mistakes, obviously. I've no problem sometimes, you know, with his shot stopping. I just thought he should have saved that one. But listen, I'm always arse on goalies. Mike Taylor will tell you, I hate goalies. So we'll keep going.
And we've heard that there's been a deal agreed with Leamington for striker Josh March. There's been a few clubs that are interested in him. Is there any update you can give on the situation there?
He won't be signing for us, so...
What's the reason? Reason why? Is he chosen another club?
I do know. I put a bid in for him.
Just heard that there's been a bid accepted.
I heard a lot of things in this game. Listen, what I will say is I do my business quietly. It's the way I work, okay? So, listen, I can tell you Josh Marsh won't be signing for us. Simple as that.